You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Robert McNulty, the co-founder and CEO of Supply Block. Headquartered in Las Vegas, Nevada, Supply Block is a blockchain-integrated solution that provides complete transparency, tracking, and optimization of every activity within a supply chain network. Mr. McNulty, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you very much, Eric. I'm really excited to talk to you about our business and our products.
And you're most welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing all about Supply Block and the company. So for the benefit of our listeners and to kick things off today, give us an overview on Supply Block.
Yeah, you know, I think you have to kind of look at supply chain going back, you know, ever since supply chain came around, which is everything we do in our daily life is connected to some sort of supply chain. And the complexity of that is pretty significant. And now with blockchain, you can really change the structure of how you view supply chain and how you can track products and availability and all the different aspects that are complex issues that follow through the supply chain from raw materials all the way through to the end user, presumably the consumer. So we're really tackling that issue and really looking at each one of those segments along the way to kind of streamline everything and make it a lot easier to manage every aspect of that business. It's a very complex issue. We've put together a great team of guys that really understand it. So when you look at these issues and trying to deliver a finished product to the consumer, we're trying to tackle that issue and make it much more transparent, you know, with decentralized distribution. It makes everything through smart contracts a lot simpler to track and find and, you know, utilize through your daily lives.
How does Supply Block streamline and better secure supply chain management?
Yeah, those are interesting also in its aspect. You know, the steps along the way in supply chain, whether it's, like I said, at the very beginning of the supply chain with, you know, initial raw materials or whatever it might be through the process, there's a lot of product that gets lost along the way, either through breakage, transportation cost, theft, just a ton of issues that face product development through the supply chain. And we try to, you know, one is because you're decentralized and you can track that through the system itself, so you can see that on a real-time basis as it's ongoing. In fact, I just read an article the other day. One company that's on blockchain, I won't mention the name, significant company. Typically, if they have an issue with their supply chain with a product and through the supply chain, usually takes them 4 or 5 days to be able to find that product, recognize what the issue is, and then solve the issue. They're actually able to do it within minutes now to find the product and find the issues. So, and that's time and money. Also, being able to transact a process along the way at a lot lower cost through, you know, cryptocurrency if you want to use it. No, don't have to, but it makes the cost of doing business a lot lower and smoother.
And thanks for those fine details. Now, why is Supply Block revolutionary in terms of its benefits for the retail industry?
Well, my background and a lot of the management team's background is retail, so we do have a significant amount of information, you know, about the industry through our experiences over, you know, probably combined 100 and something years of experience just in retail and e-commerce. And, you know, once again, the complexity of those issues, we do understand them pretty well. So we try to take it from a real world look and say, okay, where are the bottlenecks? Where are the issues? How do you streamline those issues? How do you connect these moving parts together? You know, so it takes a lot of, you know, knowledge and having these issues come up time and time and time again that become bottlenecks that don't smooth it out, whether it's clearing customs, moving a container, moving an individual product, you know, just everything to do with the supply chain. You have to look at every aspect of it. I like to think of the, you know, kind of you're looking at exits off a freeway, basically. How do I get this exit and get that into this other piece of supply chain? So we're able to hook our system into other supply chain systems using our blockchain technology through APIs and et cetera. And being able to integrate that into other people's systems very easily. So we can put a small business, medium-sized business up on our blockchain literally within, you know, 20, 30 minutes of integration through our API.
Today we're joined by Mr. Robert McNulty, the co-founder and CEO of SupplyBlock. That is a blockchain integrated solution that provides complete transparency, tracking, and optimization of every activity within a supply chain network here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell us, Mr. McNulty, how does SupplyBlock make it easier for entrepreneurs to bring their products to market?
Well, that's one of the things we've really taken a hard look at. You know, when you're a small company, what's the cost of doing business? You want to get on the blockchain. You want to be able to have these efficiencies within your business, which are really important because there's so many pieces, like I was saying, along the line, either corrupted files, inefficiency, lost product, whatever it is. So these small companies really do like, you know, they want to get on so they can expand their business and keep control of it. So we're building an API product. And ultimately, we think a subscription-based business model really works for a small, medium-sized business to get in this, into the supply chain on our blockchain.
Yes, sir. Some great details right there. Finally, what milestones are of particular importance concerning SupplyBlock?
Well, actually, it's really interesting you brought that up. Today, we're just starting the pre-sale of our ICO, initial coin offering. So that's the very first milestone from a financial standpoint. However, we've been working on scope of work. That's a huge milestone. We hope to have that completed in the next 30 to 45 days. And once we complete the scope of work, because you got to keep in mind we're tackling a number of areas in the supply chain process. So we're looking at the e-commerce side of the business, which is over $3 trillion worldwide now. That's moving through e-commerce. So we're looking at that in the supply chain. We're looking at specific industries like fashion. We're looking at farming. And within farming itself, then you can get into different areas. So each one of these have their own nuances. So if you're in farming, for example, and you're working with, let's say, a walnut orchard, or almond orchard, or whatever it might be, or a marijuana grower that's selling to a you know, retail outlets, whether they're dispensaries or retailers in the legal marijuana space. So each one of those supply chains are unique. So you have to build those out separately. And that's what I call the exits. So those milestones we're working on right now. Like I said, next 45 days, want to have the scope of work done on the farming. Then we'll go into development stage heavily for probably about 4 to 5 months. Like to have our first product go to market by the end of the year in the beta test, late December, maybe early part of 2019. We have a number of people in the space, in the legal marijuana space. We probably have 2 or 3 farmers and a number of dispensaries and recreational stores that want to go up on our product right now. And then we're working with a number of other supply chain logistics operations right now, small to mid-sized businesses, somewhere in the $40 to $50 million range on one. Another one's closer to $100 million range of moving products a year. So we have our, you know, we have our specific areas and milestones that we want to achieve. We want to complete our ICO sometime late September.
Well, Mr. McNulty, we certainly have appreciated your joining us here today on Enterprise Radio and introducing SupplyBlock to the audience. Much appreciated. Where can listeners get all the details online on SupplyBlock?
Yeah, they can go online to SupplyBlock. It's SupplyBlock.com. And that'll give you all the information about the management team, what we're doing, product categories we're looking at, streamlining, the technology we're using and developing. So it's all there. The white paper is right now it's in 3 languages, Korean, Japanese, and English. We're getting ready to put it up in 3 or 4 more languages. The whole website is in multiple languages now itself. So yeah, there's a terrific amount of information on the management teams, you know, strategy and all the things that we're doing and our business partners.
Good enough. Again, Mr. McNulty, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Thank you very much, Eric. You have a good one. Thank you.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Robert McNulty, the co-founder and CEO of Supply Block. That is a blockchain integrated solution that provides complete transparency, tracking, and optimization of every activity within a supply chain network. And for all the details, visit supplyblock.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.